Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So I know what you're thinking. Amanda, didn't you just start the Happiness Looks Like Me podcast like a few months ago? And I would say yes, I did just start that podcast a few months ago, and I still love that podcast. And I will still very much so be doing that podcast every Monday. But I really love helping people grow their businesses online. So I was so excited when I thought of the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. So in the Ambitious Freelancer group on Facebook, I already kind of share advice and tips and tricks there with my other Ambitious Freelancers. So I wanted to create this podcast so that I could get that information out there in a new and exciting way and help people grow their business in a way that isn't like super long-winded. So I really wanted to do something that was pretty short and sweet and to the point. So you can expect most of these episodes to be anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. And sometimes shorter, depending on the advice I have to give. So I'm not going to help you with every single minute detail of everything. I'm really going to keep these episodes short and sweet and to the point so that you guys can get the most informative information from this and so that you can walk away with an actionable step that you can take to control and grow yourself. I do not expect that this podcast will fix every single thing or cover every single topic, but I'm going to try to be the best helpful advice giver that I can for you guys. So I'm going to be talking about a variety of topics, from productivity to working with clients to getting new clients to charging what you're worth, everything that you could possibly think of as far as trying to grow your business, I'll probably cover in an episode. And I just want to make this podcast as helpful as possible for you. So I would definitely say join the Facebook group at thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers, and that will help me understand what you need more as a freelancer, as a person who's trying to make an income online. That way I can show up every Tuesday and Thursday with the best advice that's going to help you make the most impact on your clients and on yourself. So I'm so pumped about this podcast, you guys. Like, I am literally the most excited ever because I know this is going to be super helpful for you. So let's get this started with a little bit of advice right now, because this introduction does not take that long and I don't want to give you guys a super short episode to begin with. So let's talk about the traits of a successful freelancer. So I'm just going to share like three traits that I think that all great and successful freelancers should have and why I think that is the case. So I hope this helps you as you decide if you want to freelance, if this podcast is for you, and all that good stuff. So one of the first traits that I think all freelancers should have is skill, or at least a willingness to learn. So you don't have to have every single thing figured out, because obviously I don't have every single thing figured out, especially not with freelance writing, because writing is so complicated and it depends on the client and what they need and what they feel is right in their bones. So I've done a lot of academic writing, but also a lot of writing for the internet, so I understand that it's not just all about grammar, because a lot of the times it's how you can connect with your audience. And if you can't connect with your audience, even if you have perfect grammar, it won't really matter. So I'm not like one of those people who's a stickler for grammar, because I don't think that's the point of writing, especially not when it comes to writing online. Are you able to convert people? Are you able to, you know, build a connection, build an audience for that person? Those things are the most important things when it comes to freelancing. So that's what really what I focus on. So are you learning the right skills? So don't get caught up on the skills like, oh, I need to be the perfect writer with the perfect grammar. I am so far from that. I do not have perfect grammar. I do not have perfect sentence structure, any of that good stuff. I use Grammarly for like all of my writing, and that's still not very helpful because sometimes Grammarly is a little bit off and it shows up way too much or it shows up way too little. So you really have to watch your own self and be able to just make sure that your content makes sense and it connects with the reader, because that's really what a freelance writer is especially for blog posts, does. Not necessarily creates the most complex stuff and or without like plagiarizing and all that good stuff. Like, that's important. Like, you want to have a structurally sound sentence, but it doesn't have to be perfect. You obviously don't want to plagiarize, etc., etc. But this is not going to be specifically for writers. It's an ambitious freelancer podcast, not a ambitious freelance writer podcast. So that's neither here nor there. But I will talk about writing a lot because that's the freelance experience that I have over like graphic design and things like that. But this podcast will be for everyone. I won't discriminate against the amount of freelancing you do or what kind of freelancer you are, etc. So another thing that I really think is important is flexibility. So how can you show up for your clients and how can you change and morph to kind of be what they need? Not necessarily in a way that you're a doormat. So I do not want you to be a doormat for whatever your client feels is necessary, but I definitely think that you have to have some amount of flexibility. Maybe you have to pull an all-nighter one night to get a deadline on time, or maybe one time you have to find a new way to do something or you have to tackle a new project. So sometimes I do social media scheduling and social media update writing. It's not like my main way that I like to make money with freelance writing, but I occasionally will do a lot of social media content for clients just depending on what they need. So am I going to pass up that couple $100 to do those social media updates? No. I'm going to learn, I'm going to grow, and I'm getting better at what I do. So while I do love writing blog posts, and that's like the majority of how I make my money freelancing, I'm not going to turn the other cheek when someone's like, I want to pay you to also do social media updates. I'll be like, okay, so what do you need? You know, so flexibility is really important. If you feel like you can do the job. So obviously, I feel like I can do the job of social media updates. I've written multiple social media updates in my life. It's not just for clients, for my own content. So I felt perfectly comfortable creating social media updates. So it was something I didn't necessarily think I was going to be doing when it came to freelancing, but it's not something that was like so out of the ordinary woods of what I was thinking about when it came to freelancing that I was like, no, that's good. I'm good. So it's actually pretty cool for me to start doing these social media updates, and it gives me a lot of practice on a lot of stuff. So that flexibility was pretty cool for me. It's not something I was going to offer right away, but it's something I'm glad that I do offer to clients when they ask me about it. And another thing I think you really have to have is confidence. So not necessarily, you don't have to be the most confident person in the room, because girl, I'm not the most confident person in the room. Or guy. Again, I'm so used to talking to only girls. So sorry if I say girl a lot. Don't feel the need to be like the most confident person in the room, because I know it's really hard to be super confident, especially when you're getting into something a little bit new, a little of a new territory. But I think you do have to have some amount of confidence, especially to charge what you're worth. That's a big thing, because as an employer, if you've been used to that employee-employer relationship, so as an employee, not employer, sorry, as an employee, it's so simple in a way to understand like the monetary side of things. Obviously, there's still a lot of pay gaps and pay wage stagnation and things like that, but it's a little bit easier to wrap your mind around payments as an employee versus as a freelancer, because there's really no benchmark, no nothing when it comes to freelancing. I feel like it's not as protected as it could be, especially with freelancing. So that's not to say that it's not hard in the working world. I know it's very difficult in the working world to get charged and get paid what you're worth. But with freelancing, you really have to be your own advocate, and you really have to step out and say, this is why I'm worth what I'm worth. And you have to be able to stand in that truth comfortably with confidence. You have to rock it. And that's really difficult at first. So I'm not going to say you're going to come out the gate swinging with all your confidence and stuff like that, because that's not going to happen. At first, it's going to be really difficult. You're going to be like, what am I doing? I cannot do this. I cannot charge what I'm worth. I know I was like that. And then I started doing it, and little by little, I've gained the confidence to charge and stand in my power and to charge more and more per the projects that I do. And it's awesome to be that way. So I really want to help you get that way throughout this podcast. I'm going to help you grow your income as a freelancer, because girl, we all have a seat at the table, and we all have a seat at the rich AF table. So we're not there yet, but we're going to get there. And I'm so excited to see how this podcast helps you grow and helps you extend your worth. I'll be back in a few days with another episode of the this podcast, and I cannot wait to grow with you. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartkansan.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.